よ、皆さん、モンゴスゼポッドキャストへ来てくれたことありがとう。Hey everybody, welcome to the Mongo Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every single day, we are breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less. And today, we are going over something super special that we're very excited about. Today, we are going over the new Mongo Sensei format. Up until this point, we've been doing our Japanese 30-day challenge, our Foundations challenge. If you're not familiar with that, check out our last episode, or just jump online at manga-sensei.com. To investigate how that works. It is super awesome. We believe it here at Manga Sensei. We're going to be expanding that with a whole bunch of new cool tools that are going to be coming out in the next month or so, so make sure to stay tuned. With that being said, though, Manga Sensei is going to start taking on a new format. Our format is going to help speakers of all levels in Japanese either review or learn something new. So that means if you have spoken Japanese for 20 years, or you are just learning Japanese today, you can learn something new off Manga Sensei every single day, whether you just want to listen or hang out. And we're also going to have a lot of special new things coming up. So let me break this down for you. So Monday through Friday is going to be our normal Manga Sensei schedule. We're going to break down the world's most epic language in our 5 minute or less time frame. We're going to be going over a new grammar point every single day. And we're going to be going over a new grammar point every single day. And these grammar points are going to all be somewhat related. We're going to do a series of them. So for example, the first grammar point that we're going to be doing over this new format is ageru, to give. And then we're going to expand on giving and giving and receiving. And then we're going to go into deeper and more difficult Japanese grammar points until we start from level 1 in giving. And then we go all the way to level 11 on giving so that you can understand everything you need to know about giving. So one day, you can learn in 5 minutes how to give the normal give, ageru, and then the next day, you can improve that knowledge, and every single day, you can take that knowledge that you have and learn from it. That means every person of every level can slowly improve their Japanese in 5 minutes every day, and all of our podcast information will also be online. Moreover, well, normally on our website, we're doing only one post a day. We're going to start moving up from one, at least one post a day, to sometimes up to 5 posts a day. So we're going to start expanding our grammar database. That means that if you have any grammar point that you don't know, simply type it into our search bar now on our website, and you can pull it up. Tons of example sentences, breakdowns, special rules, conjugation tables, the whole nine yards for any of the grammar that we're going to be talking about and more on this podcast. So we're simply just going to start packing the website, as far as I understand. Yeah, we're packing the website with tons and tons of grammar. That being said, that will be Monday through Friday. On Saturday, we're going to be doing something new. These are going to be 15 to 30-minute podcasts on Saturday. They're going to be long-form podcasts. Now, not as long as like Tim Ferriss or Joe Rogan or somebody like that that's going to talk for like a whole 3 hours, but we're going to stick in that sweet spot of like 10 to like 30 minutes or so. We're going to try to keep it fairly short but in succinct. But what we're going to do is we're going to interview people that speak Japanese or use Japanese in their job or have an interesting job that involves using Japanese or an interesting position or are using Japanese in some fashion that you can learn from. For example, over the next couple weeks, we're going to have people who have written textbooks, people who have prestigious scholarships at like Wasedai and Todai, two super awesome schools in Japan. We're going to be talking to people who run multi-million dollar companies and lawyers and people who have met their girlfriend and a whole bunch of people who have been able to get involved through the Japanese language in the Japanese culture to one extent or another. And we're going to cover all levels. And these interviews are going to be half the interview in English. And then the next 15 minutes or the next half is going to be 100% in Japanese, asking them their tips, their tricks, how they learn Japanese through this whole podcast so that you can take these tips, tricks, useful things from these highly successful Japanese speakers and then apply it to your own Japanese study. We've already done a couple of these interviews these past couple weeks, and it's been awesome. We interviewed this guy named Sam. Sam is a communications liaison for his company in Japanese. He studied Japanese for a couple of years now, and he's able to do this job. He's able to get a lot better paying job than he would normally because he speaks Japanese, and he gives us some cool tips and tricks. And we make a lot of mistakes on the podcast, but we're two guys talking to each other. We're two white guys talking to each other, but in Japanese. and we're talking about how we've been able to come so far. We also talked to some Japanese people, translators, voice actors, things like that. That's going to be super interesting and fun to talk to. Now, on Sunday, Sundays are going to be awesome. Sundays are going to be our special topic days. If you go onto our website, again, manga-sensei.com, that is manga-sensei.com, and go into our contact tab, there's a little form you can fill out. It's like three questions. It's like your name, your email address, and then you can ask us a question. We're going to be taking questions off of our contact sheet on manga-sensei.com and answering them on Sundays and going or taking one question and going in depth about it for about 10 to 15 minutes. How is the particle de and ni different? How can you more politely say this? What's a slang version of this? How do you use passive verbs more correctly? What does ze mean? I keep hearing it all the time. Those kinds of things we will answer on the air if we don't get back to you right away so that you can hear your question and we can answer your question, which will be super, super exciting. We're really excited about that part. So again, on Monday through Friday, 5-minute podcast going over a certain grammar point, starting from the most simple and then slowly making ourselves more complicated as we get through the week. On Saturday, we're going to be doing interviews with people who have used Japanese in their lives and are now more successful because of it, giving you the tips, tricks, and tutorials for making your Japanese just that much more peta-peta. And then, lastly, on Sunday, we're going to be using special topics, going more in-depth into how you can use Japanese, tips and tricks, and answering your questions on manga-sensei.com. So that means we need your help. If you have any questions about Japanese, whether it be how do you say the word, whatever it would be, or just shoot us a question over Twitter at TheMangaSensei, again, @TheMangaSensei, and we will answer your question. Okay? But with that, we're going to have to sign off here. Make sure to check us out. We're really excited for this new format coming up. It's going to be super fun, super exciting, and I think it will help everybody improve their Japanese. Now, if you are starting from level 1, go back to our first podcast, do our 30-day Japanese challenge. We're always going to recommend that. It is now in the books. It is online. It is super fun. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, let's make mistakes. My name is John. I am here to teach you Japanese every day of the week, every single day of the year, as much as you want. But remember, make mistakes, and we will see you later. Until then, Jane. Oh, wait, one more thing I forgot to forget. I wanted to thank our friends at Cold House Recording Studio. If you do not know who Cold House Recording Studio is, go check them out online. Just search into Google Cold House Recording Studio in Provo, Utah. They are awesome. They have allowed us to use their brand spanking new studio, tricked out to the T, so our podcast from this point on will be a lot more legit, crystal clear sounding, and you can hear my sonorous voice. So we wanted to give a shout out to them because they're being so helpful to us. Thanks, guys. Thank you, DK. He's a half Japanese dude. Super awesome. I knew when I was in Japan, he's been a big help to me. So I wanted to give a shout out to DK. Thank you so much, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Jane.